is growing still. This rain that came down is like, I know we all don't want it, and the ground is soggy, but that grass and those weeds, they're racing for the sky. What's going on with that?
They're well watered. It's all one important thing I'd have to say with that 4.2 or so inches of rain that we received over the last couple of days. Things are going to grow, and things are also going to wilt in this extremely wet soil that we have out there.
Joining us this morning is Charles Benke, horticulturalist. What about the cutting of the grass? You got to wait for it to dry, but
you got to wait for it to dry.
But it's still growing. So what do we need to keep in mind?
Well, we do have to wait for it to dry out and get out there and set your mower up as high as possible, because it's going to be difficult to get through the turf in your lawn right now. I did mine on Monday afternoon before all the rain came, and I found it difficult even then. But currently, I would say make sure that your lawnmower is set as high as possible. Look for any debris that might be out there so you don't go flinging things through the air. And you might have to go through and cut twice. You know, cut as high as possible and then come back through a second time to make your next cut down, to get it down to a reasonable height. And it doesn't hurt to have your lawn cut at a high height, because this will help prevent weed seeds from germinating and have less crabgrass in your lawn.
Are the mosquitoes coming out now that we have all this rain? Because standing water the water is standing in places it hasn't stood for quite a long time.
At least, yes, we're going to have a lot of mosquitoes with all the standing water. I was going past on Northridge Road, Detroit Road last night, and noticing all the standing water out there in some of the little bit lower areas. And I'm sure we're going to see a fairly good crop of mosquitoes in those areas, along with any other places that might be around your yard, such as eave areas that have been clogged up. Those need to be cleaned out as soon as possible. If you have children's toys out there or any of the pools that might be out there, they need to be drained currently. And I know that there's a cleanup program this weekend with Lorain County Pride. If there's, you know, small, you know, styrofoam cups, you know, soda pop cans, any other thing that will hold water, those should be picked up and turned over, or picked up so that the water is emptied out. It is those small containers that are often the major problem. When we have a major rain like this, there's good washing out of areas that mosquitoes normally tend to breed in, and it takes a while for them to come back in. But it's these small containers or areas that are sitting with water that are good breeding spots for mosquitoes.
So they don't need a whole lot of water to do their breeding
business. No, less than an inch of water is all that's needed.
If you have an area that's sort of perpetually damp, you know, maybe where there's runoff or something, is there something that you can treat it with or do?
Yes, there are products on the market. There's one in particular. It's called BT, and they're called Dunks, and you can find them at various garden centers. They're small little gray donut-like things that come in a 6 or a 12-pack. They're available at most hardware stores, garden center stores, and these contain a special bacteria that actually kill the larva, not the adult, but only the larva of the mosquito, and if you have areas of standing water, those products work very nicely. Also, just mineral oil put on the surface will often help kill mosquitoes, too.
When it comes to a lot of water, a lot of rain, let's say you've got a friend, and that friend has a big old tree in the front yard. And, you know, is that a problem for the roots? You know, too much water?
Yeah, what you're thinking of is where the tree might actually be wilting, and you can be seeing that. I'm noticing that, and I have a couple smaller redbud trees in my yard in a lower spot that normally doesn't get flooded, but it did this time, and I'm noticing that the leaves are actually wilting on the tree. And an important thing that I need to get out and do today, hopefully it stops raining, is to get out there actually with a pitchfork and put holes in the ground. It seems kind of counterintuitive why I put holes in the ground, but get some oxygen down there, and the root systems can often recover from that.
I don't know if this is about zombies or not, but you said that dead plants are showing up in my landscape.
How are those zombies doing? Yeah. Yes, there are a great number of dead plants. Haven't you noticed them as you've been? Of course, you come in early in the morning, so you don't see things in the dark.
But I can't see the plants for the weeds. So
you probably can't see the road. All you see is the white line coming in. But
so, yeah, there's a lot of those. I don't know. Is that from the winter or is that from the?
Yes, it was the winter event. And things such as spireas, a number of the junipers that are out there. A lot of the rose bushes have been killed back. I've noticed magnolia trees that have been killed back. There's also slow budding on things such as sweet gum trees that are out there. I've noticed they haven't even really started to try to leaf out, and they may have troubles doing so. I noticed that there's slow budding on the yew plants that are out there currently. So we have had some winter injury that is showing up. A thing to come will be on the Japanese maples, where we'll see significant dieback of large branches on Japanese maple. Several of them I've run into people who have had those trees, and they are not budding out.
So we won't really know for sure probably in the next month or so, then, right?
By mid to late June, you'll know for sure.
You'll see whether it has leaves or
yeah,
not, right?
Yeah, right now you'll see some things that have leaves or not leaves, or they'll be just at the lower part of the plant, the boxwood, the privet plants. Some of those are burned all the way almost down to the ground, and you may have to replace them. You can certainly help out our Lorain County nursery industry and garden center industry by getting some new plants.
Well, do you plan, or is it a good idea to prune them back down to what's living and see what happens?
Yes, it would be. Just take a look. And you can see, actually, in, like boxwood and holly and things like that, there's actually little flowers there. Or if you want to do the old scratch test, just use your fingernail, scratch the bark, and if it's healthy, it'll be nice and green and slippery underneath. If it is dried out, it's dehydrated and will not re-leaf again.
Craig always talks about mulch. He always says that's a sure sign of spring when he starts seeing all the mulch bags out there. I've seen the trucks come by and dump the loads in the driveways, and people get out there and put it around. Do we need to let things dry out a little bit before we start putting mulch down, or what do you suggest for us?
I would suggest things do dry out before you put the mulch down. Also, you may want to do some control of any weeds that have popped up. Depending on what site you're at, you might have to use some labeled herbicides. Typically, the Roundup or glyphosate is used on non-sandy soils, and that does a good job of killing back grasses and thistles. Also, wait for the soil to warm up. We're currently only about 62 to 65 degrees for soil temperature, and we should let it warm up a little bit more around plants before we put down the mulch, and then keep the mulch at a depth of only about 1.5 to 2 inches deep.
I know it's early, but how might all of this rain impact farming in Lorain County?
Well, I've noticed that not a lot of farming has been going on. In fact, I don't know if you guys reported the statistics last week. There was only 8% planted in the whole state currently. So there's probably going to be a shift in what will be planted, although we still have plenty of time yet, but time is getting critical for especially corn planting. Soybean planting can go later into the month of June and still get a good crop off from it.
Well, they feel the impact of the flooding as much as the residents do, right?
Yes, they do. Okay. And it's hard to get heavy machinery on wet ground.
Well, you can get it on wet ground. You just can't get it out of wet ground.
You can't get it out again. That's one of the problems. So there's a lot of things happening out there in the world of horticulture.
Okay. Fertilizing, can I get some of that going on?
You could, although if you decide to fertilize your lawn right now, it's rapidly growing just by itself. I think I would hold back a little bit.
If I have a weed and feed, and it gives me these things, says, you know, apply when the ground is wet. They like that.
Moist.
Well, okay.
Not saturated.
But you don't really want to do when it's too windy.
Right.
And it's sort of, there's a lot of times with this weather, you know, you either get something that's dry but it's windy, and or it's wet and it's, you know.
Right. So sometimes we have to select earlier in the morning when there's a little bit of dew on the grass, or else perhaps in the evening hours when it can be applied. And again, according to label directions, the packages are usually set up for 5,000 square feet, 10,000 or 15,000 square feet. And on a turf area, that will provide about 1 pound of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet if you do your calculations. So measure your yard, decide on which size bag of fertilizer that you need to do, and then apply that according to label directions.
Plant sales are happening. I know we talked with the folks from Avon. The garden club there is having their plant sale this weekend. Of course, the Memorial Day coming up. That's the sign where people come out, start buying all the annuals like that. Are we ready to put those in the ground now?
Yeah, we're at the day of actually the 50% chance of 32-degree temperatures occurring. The frost-free date is sort of like this weekend. I'm kind of holding off a little bit. I've planted a few early season seeds, but I have not put out a lot of plants yet. A few tropicals that have moved outside, they're right next to the house and are kind of protected around by the garbage cans so that in case we get a cold spell, either there'll be a little bit of dead airspace or else readily pull them into the garage again. But go ahead and buy them so that you can get the best selections at this time.
All right. Charles Benke, our guest this morning, horticulturalist. Last call for a question for Charles.
Yeah, the new Godzilla movie comes out tonight. Will you be in line? Do you have a favorite Godzilla movie?
Oh, they made like Godzilla, Mega Godzilla? Or Godzilla and Mothra?
Mothra, definitely.
Oh, I like to get those as the Netflix and actually put them on in the afternoon and then fall asleep.
Well, you're a bug guy at heart, right?
Yes.
So that Mothra one.
Yeah, that's a cool one. Yeah, those are really good. I like the scream of Godzilla. And yes, Godzilla does look a little bit more plump.
Do you know Mothra has an 800-foot wingspan?
Well, it create a lot of updraft.
What would you suggest we use if we had maybe one of those lying around?
I guess I'd suggest you probably move and get out of the way.
A pack is what you would say like that.
By the way, we do have an entire page on our website dedicated to Charles Benke and his many, many interviews and bits of wisdom. So I just want to let you know if you're looking for some information that may have occurred on a previous show, we've got all those podcasts on our website at WEOL.com.
Lorain County Horticulturalist Charles Benke joining us this morning.